My dad had to have his newspaper every morning first thing. He would get it probably around 5:30 out the front door. Always had his bedroom shoes on. Never a barefoot man, like some people I know. And he'd make the coffee, come in and sit and read the paper until Mom was up, about a half hour later. And then he'd pass it my way. He had to have his morning paper and his evening paper. Or he'd pass it down the table and say, "Here, I'm done with this, you can have this." And he never really talked about a lot of what he read, but he read it from cover to cover, and he just held it. And every now and then in conversation outside of sitting at the kitchen table, something would come up that you would be amazed that he had read that kind of detail and remembered it from the paper. And today can't read. Mom debated on whether or not to have the paper canceled, the morning paper canceled, and keep the evening paper. So she canceled it. About 2 days later, he wanted to know where the paper was, so she went and pulled out the evening paper and thought maybe she could trick him into believing it was the morning paper. And he could read well enough to know that it was the evening paper. He could read the name of the paper. And so I think she probably said something like, "Well, I probably have already put it in the recycling bin," and he forgot about it. So she was telling the neighbor across the street about canceling the morning paper, and he said, "Well, why don't," he said, "I get up at 5, I read the paper, why don't I just read my paper and I'll walk over and put the paper on your front porch for you." So now every morning it's a red paper. He puts it back together pretty well. Doesn't put it back in the plastic wrap, puts it back together. And there it is. And Dad's gotten, I don't think he's gotten to the place where he can actually go outside and get the paper. But he now is aware enough that he goes through the motions of reading the paper, and the routine helps to make him, I think, feel like he's somewhat normal again. It is so sad, though. There are times. And the other night I looked at him and I said, "Dad, the paper's upside down. Turn around, Dad. Turn around." And he didn't know what I was saying. He didn't understand it. But he still opened the pages and read the paper. And I think part of it in his mind is a workout. Like one night he practiced writing. And he got his legal pad out and sat at his desk. And I said, "What are you doing, Dad?" "So are you doing some numbers?" And he said, "No, I'm practicing writing because I'm forgetting how to write." And I think that's part of what goes on with the reading of the paper, even though it's upside down. Going through the movements, the motions, turning of the pages, touching the newsprint. Thank you.